Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I am your host, Dale Lally. The Steelers back at practice on Monday. They threw a little change up at everybody. And instead of holding their practice at St. Vincent College, decided to go over to Latrobe Memorial High School Stadium, or Latrobe Memorial Stadium, I should say. Sometimes they play some high school games over there, but the high school also has its own football field. But the grass surface over there was in good shape, and so they decided to go over there. And they also did that as an opportunity for fans to come over into that facility and help raise a little bit of money for the Latrobe High School Athletic Fund and other things there. So Steelers went ahead and did that. And a bunch of guys back in the lineup today for the Steelers. I thought that would be the case we saw Micah Fitzpatrick back in pads. We saw Larry Ogunjobi in pads for the first time. He's into things. He jumped right back in. Chase Claypool was out there running some stuff. Micah Fitzpatrick was there. Who else? There was just a bunch of guys who had been sitting out over the last few weeks. They're starting to ramp things up again here as we get into preseason week number one. The Steelers, of course, host their first preseason game on Saturday at Acrisure Stadium. And I thought this was going to kind of be the case, how Mike Tomlin would handle things, in that I don't expect a lot of those guys to play on Saturday. Mike Tomlin will let us know about that later in the week. But I did expect them to at least start to get acclimated or reacclimated to things starting this week, to ramp them up to play in next week's preseason game in Jacksonville. That will be the big one, I would think. It kind of gives you a little clue on how Tomlin is leaning in terms of what he plans to do in this preseason. Remember, the Steelers last year had four preseason games because they played in the Hall of Fame game. This year, like everybody else last year, they only have three. So we don't know how Mike Tomlin is going to handle only three preseason games. My feeling is, maybe he has a few more offensive starters play this week when the Steelers are at home. But you're not going to see Cam Hayward or TJ Watt or guys like that, or any of these guys who are coming back off of injuries. Tyson Alualu also activated from the PUP list on Monday. So kind of follows through with that. So they're getting a little bit more healthy in that respect. But they did get a little more banged up in this practice because it was a physical practice. The Steelers really getting after it in this one. And so you saw some guys leaving this practice early. You saw Kevin Dotson leave with a little bit of an ankle. He was in and out of the lineup, but he was already playing behind Kendrick Green with the twos in this practice. They weren't really rotating all that much, at least unless Kevin Dotson injured that ankle earlier than I thought. It was pretty much Kendrick Green in there with the starters. So that's kind of been what I've been reporting all along here, that the expectation is that Green will win that job, and it's sure starting to look that way. But Alex Highsmith went out with some ribs. He had a rib injury. Deontay Johnson's got a bit of a hip flexor. That's nothing major there. He looked good today. Jannard Avery's dealing with a groin. Kevin Dotson, the ankle. And from Saturday's practice, saw Derek Watt dealing with a shoulder injury as well. So, you know, they've had some physical practices here the last couple of days when they have practiced. None more physical than the one that they had on Monday. Had a goal line drill that was very hotly contested. The team run drill was very physical as well. And Ogunjobi made a couple of plays there right away that really showed what he can be perhaps with this team. He's going to be a handful for teams as well. So the defensive line is going to look really good. Watched a lot of the one-on-one offensive line, defensive line drills today. And that defensive front, I don't know if there's anybody who is going to be more happy when training camp is over in the entire NFL than Chukwuma Okorafor. Because Chukwuma Okorafor every day in one-on-one blocking drills has to go against TJ Watt. That's a no-win situation, because even, you know, Okorafor, you know, wins his share of those things, but there's a reason why TJ Watt gets double and triple teamed so much. That's a handful of a player for anybody one-on-one in one-on-one situations like that. So Okorafor, after on his he lost one in his first couple of reps against TJ Watt. And then Watt, who had tried to spin move on him, tried to go inside before that, and you know, did some TJ Watt like things with his hand placement. And he's just so quick with the hands. On the third one, Okorafor is kind of setting up, waiting for that spin move or finesse move, something, whatever it is, and watches, you know, goes with a straight bull rush, and bull rushed him back into the pocket, and you just saw Okorafor kind of looked over at his teammates when he got done. It's like, kind of shrugged his shoulders, like, what am I supposed to do here? I mean, this guy's unblockable in a one-on-one situation like that. So kind of felt for Chukwuma Okorafor in that situation. Like I said, I guarantee when this is all over and done with, he will be a very happy man. But it's making him better. I guarantee you that, because he's not going to, when he gets into games, it's not going to be any harder than what he's just faced this entire training camp. Same thing for Green, as a matter of fact. He's lining up against Cam Hayward over there in that left guard spot. And, you know, hey, Cam Hayward is going to bull rush anybody. He got him one time, but Green didn't, you know, he held his own over there. I saw the same thing when I watched those two on Saturday. Green is game to the task for sure. And, you know, that's been a good battle as well. You know, so they're Mike Tomlin likes to always say iron sharpens iron in that kind of situation. That's exactly what happened. But Steelers getting much more healthy, and that's not a bad thing at this time of year. You know, as long as they continue to avoid all the typical bumps and bruises that aren't too bad, and avoid the major injuries. And they did that. If you remember, Cam Sutton left practice last week with a knee injury. He was back out there today with nothing on the knee, no brace, nothing. He wasn't favoring it at all. In fact, he was out there taking snaps with the first team defense. So, you know, it's not, you know, we're heading into week three of this training camp 2022. And thus far, the Steelers coming through this relatively unscathed. We'll see if that continues, but I'm going to take a break. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I'll be back with more right after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. This is the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. And we're starting to get into the kind of the, I don't want to call it the dog days of training camp, because it's not been hot out here, all that hot anyways. They have dealt with, the Steelers have dealt with a lot of rain that has forced them to move some things around. But we are getting into that period where you do want to see some guys. You know, if they showed up early in training camp, you know, can they continue to do so? We're starting to see more guys, you know, in pads working against each other. And so you start to come to some realizations about things, start to come to some up with some ideas on deeper dives into things. And it became obvious to me that the Steelers are really, I mean, they're really trying to build that line of scrimmage and on both sides of the ball. And so you see that competition on a daily basis. As I mentioned, you know, they do team run every day. That is a live period. If Monday's practice, they closed out with a goal line drill that was physical. You know, at one point, Ryan Clark, who was here with some of the other guys from his podcast, and the offense threw a couple times in short yardage situations, which you are allowed to do in the NFL. Steelers trying to score from two in that situation. So it was almost like a repeat of seven shots. But in seven shots, they typically throw the football. They have tried some runs in some of these situations. They were set up for power in these situations. And then, yet they were still throwing the ball at times out of some of those power formations. And Clark came across yelling about, you need to run the ball. You need to run the ball. You need to run the ball in this situation, yeah, trying to help the defense out a little bit. And so the Steelers did run the ball with that next play, but it was an end around by Steven Sims, and he went into the end zone untouched. The offense has started to look a little bit better. As I mentioned, starting last Wednesday, I thought Mitch Trubisky looked sharp again today. He threw touchdowns on his first two passes and seven shots. Then they had a drop. You know, there was some stuff going on there, but I thought he's looked good over the last few days here of practice, as has Kenny Pickett. Mason Rudolph has looked exactly the way he has the entire time. He's been kind of the one constant there for the Steelers at the quarterback position. But the offense is starting to catch up to the defense a little bit, and that should make some Steeler fans happy. I know everybody wants defense. But you need that offense to hold up its end of the bargain as well. And so, you know, at one point in this practice, Benny Snell, who was subbing for Najee Harris, who's one of those guys who's still not back, although he was in shoulder pads on Monday, Benny Snell broke off a run up the middle. It was a nice seam there created by center Mason Cole and left guard Kendrick Green. And he snuck in through that hole between those two guys and ripped off about a 12-yard run. And the offensive guys were really excited about that. In fact, you saw Mitch Trubisky run down and you know, was kind of slapping. He was the first guy there to help Benny Snell up after that run. So starting to see some signs of things like that. We're starting to see more holes there. Now, at the same time, when you see a hole like that created or something like that happen, well, you know, conversely, the defense didn't do something right. But the defense won its share of these battles as well. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in that first preseason game. Does the offense look like it has here over the last few days? Does the defense look suffocating as it has throughout much of this camp? That's why we play these games. Can't wait to see that first preseason game. That'll come later this week. But as I said, I don't expect to see a lot of the frontline defensive players in there. Offensively, I do expect to see some of those guys play in that first preseason game. That's going to do it for today's Dale Lally Show. We'll be back again tomorrow to recap some things that happened in practice, some thoughts on things that I've seen or heard out here over the course of this whole thing. But you can also listen to our other shows here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. Got all your team coverage here, Pirates, Penguins, of course, the Steelers, Pitt and Penn State as well. Give us a like. Let people know that the shows are out there. We appreciate that. But I'll be back to talk to you again tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.